and what you actually do in your job?
Being the director for the Pleasure Point Surf Club means that I basically run operations, do all the paperwork, set up the entire program, and assure the safety of the children, assure that we have all the best coaching staff, and set up all the different activities for the program for the entire season. In our work with the kids, the long-term plan really is to help the kids to see the benefits of not only of being in the ocean, but eventually so they can give back, and they can give back to the community, and they can mentor other kids. And then with our surfing wilderness surfing first aid program, they can be water safe, and then they can help themselves in case of a water emergency. And they're also able to help other kids in case there's a water emergency as well. So we're really preparing them for life, because surfing is for life. And this is something that they can always have with them through thick and thin. Surfing is going to be there for them.
Were you one of the founders of the surfing club?
So 10 years ago, Neil Perlberg was coaching the team, and it was under a different name at the time. And he came to me and asked if I'd want to take over the team and the organization. Mm-hmm. And at the time, too, there was also a surfing competition as well as the club environment. And I was never really a big fan of that myself, but we, because of the organization that we were with at the time, we did the competitions each year, but also really focused on club and the training and all the other aspects of health and wellness for our surf children. But eventually, 2 years ago, then we completely just dropped the competition side to it altogether, and that's when we officially joined with the Boys and Girls Club and had their blessing, and their board voted to join us, and it was really a great opportunity for us to work together. I think that in life and children growing up, there's already enough competition that they have to deal with. There's already enough pressure. There's already so much that they have to deal with that just getting them out into the ocean and letting them play and giving them that free time. Exactly. And to be safe and to learn how wonderful the ocean is and really absorb that and have that again for the rest of their lives, I think is the best possible thing. So I'm really happy that we're not doing competition anymore. Competition serves its purpose. Somewhere along the line, if kids want to do it, there's other organizations that offer that, and I wish them well being able to do that. But we're a really unique organization with our with the way that we run it, with the safety aspects and health and wellness and teaching them wilderness surfing and first aid, and really taking care of the kids of our community also that can't afford anything. And we try to provide everything that we can for them so that no one is left out. We never want to have a child left out simply because they can't afford certain things to be able to go out and surf. And even that means even through the middle of winter.